Right, so we're going to review three shiurim today. The first one, Mamzerus Utvisas Kiddushin. Okay, so the Gemara starts on Chavtes Amud Beis. The Gemara asks as follows. Rekiva de Omar in Kiddushin Tosim Chayvi Lavin Mai Beinayu. So according to Rekiva, who holds that Kiddushin are not Tosim, even by Chayvi Lavin, what is the difference between them? So what are we talking about here? So, according to Rashi, the Gemara means as follows. What is the difference between Shimon HaTimani, who again holds that you need to have Havaya in order to receive a Kenas, and Rav Shimon ben Asi, who holds you need to have Kiyum, Rei L'Kayma, in order to get a Kenas? If we hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says that even Chai V'Lavin, there's no Tzvisas Kiddushin, so therefore what's the difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rav Shimon ben Asi? Even Shimon HaTimani in that case would say, since Chai V'Lavin don't have Tzvisas Kiddushin, there's no Havaya, so therefore there would be no practical difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rav Shimon ben Asi. Of course, Rav Shimon ben Asi would say nothing because he needs regular Kaima. But even here, Shimon HaTimani, who says they need to have a Havaya in order to receive a Kenas, if we hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says that Havaya, for Chai V'Lavin, for Chai V'Lavin, Kiddushin is not Tosin, i.e., there's no Havaya, so therefore, according to both Shimon HaTimani and Rav Shimon ben Asi, we would not receive a Kenas. Therefore, what would the difference be between them? So the Gemara answers as follows. The Gemara says, Ika beinayu almana l'koin gadol kirabi simai. Now the answer is, there is a difference between HaTimani and Rav Shimon ben Asi. The case is, an almana to a koin gadol, and Rashi points out, for a regular coin, there would be a gerusha to a regular coin. Any of the isurei kahuna, that would be a difference between Rav Shimon ben Asi and Shimon HaTimani. Why? The Gemara says, Rabbi Simai, the Tanya Rabbi Simai Omer, Min Hakol Ose Rabbi Akiva Mamzer, Mchutz Mi Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva makes everyone a Mamzer except for Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Why? And this is very important. Sharei Amr Torah Lo Yikach V'Lo Yichalel. Right? The pasuk by Kohen says, Almana Grusha V'Chala Zonas Ilo Lo Yikach Kim Besula Me'ma V'Kach Isha. Right? A Kohen can only marry a Besula. The next pasuk says, V'Lo Yichalel Zaro B'Mav Ki Ani Hashem Mekad Shal. So the Gemara Darshan is as follows. Meaning, when a Kohen has Bia with either an Almana or a regular Kohen has Bia with a Gerusha, so that is there's an Isser Bia there. They're not allowed to do that, but you don't create a Mamzer, right? All you create is a Chalal. So therefore, in this case, Rabbi Akiva would agree that Kiddushin are Tovsin, right? There is Kiddushin here. However, it's just a Lav. Even though it's just a Lav, Kiddushin are Tovsin. And therefore, what do we see here? You see, there would be a difference according to Rabbi Shimon ben Asi. In the case of Almana to Kohen Gadol, yeah, still there, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi would say no Kenas. Why? Because eventually, you're not allowed to marry her. Ain't Roy L'Kaima. But according to Shimon HaTimani, in the case of Almana to Kohen Gadol, it's okay. Why? Because Kiddushin are Tovsin, Yesh Bahavaya. And therefore, according to Shimon HaTimani, the rule is when there's Yesh Bahavaya, there is a Kenas. Fine. Now, the Gemara, there's a big assumption here, and this is what we're going to get into right now, Tosfos, there's a big assumption here, right? The assumption is as follows, that when the Gemara says that Kiddushin are Tofsin, there's no Mamzerus. That's a big assumption here, that when Kiddushin are Tofsin, there is no Mamzerus, and obviously the flip side. When we would say in Kiddushin Tofsin, then we would say there would be Mamzerus. And that's just the first line in Tosfos, Dir Maso Chilulin. He says, Mashma deha b'hatalia, right? One is dependent on the other. Dekeven delo have a mamzer kiddushin tosin, right? Because the whole question is, how do you learn from Rabbi Simai? How do we know here that kiddushin is tosin here? Again, we're trying to find a difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon ben Asi. When we're doing that, we're trying to find a case where kiddushin are tosin. Because if kiddushin are tosin, then at least according to Shimon HaTimani, we would say yesh b'avaya and there'd be a kenas. But where is that case? So we're saying it's the case of a monato kohen gadol, or as Rashi points out, a regular kohen to a gerusha. But how did the Gemara learns that out from the Brisa of Rabbi Simai? All Rabbi Simai says is that a coin gadol doesn't make a mamzer. All makes is a halal. How do you get from not making a mamzer to kiddushin tosin? Must be that when you don't have mamzerus, that means that there's kiddushin tosin. And the opposite, when you would have a mamzer, we would say in Kiddushin Tosin. So it must be that the Gemara is assuming that when there is no Mamzerus, there is Kiddushin. And therefore, for us, when there is Kiddushin, that's good. Because according to Shimon HaTimani, when there is Kiddushin, when there's Yesh Ba'avaya, that's when you're going to have a Kenaz. So again, that's what Tosos points out based on this Gemara. That it must be that any time there's no Mamzerus, i.e. in our case, therefore we'd say Kiddushin or Tosin. No Mamzerus equals Kiddushin Tosin. And obviously the flip side, if there's no Kiddushin Tosin, so then there would be Mamzerus. Any questions up to this point? Okay, so Kohei Tzaharos comments, and he says, what's the Yisod? What's going on here? What is this idea that Kiddushin or Tosin doesn't make a Mamzer, or if there is Mamzerus, there is no Kiddushin? What's going on here? What's the connection between Kiddushin Tosin and Mamzerus? So he brings it in the following way. He says, is the connection between Mamzerus and Kiddushin Tosin is that a simen or a siba? Now what does that mean? Meaning, does one cause the other? I.e., does the lack of tvisas kiddushin cause mamzerus? Meaning, at any time I have a case where I say there is no tvisas kiddushin here, person A is trying to marry person B, they cannot get married. Oh, so that in and of itself causes mamzerus. That'd be a siba, right? This is causing the other thing. Or no, it's just a simen. Meaning what? Meaning when I hear that someone has no tvisas kiddushin, all that means to tell me, something should ring in my head, that, oh, this person doesn't have tvisas kiddushin, it must be that there's something else causing, and in our case, it's mamzerus. There must be something else causing mamzerus. Now, what is that something else here? As you mentioned in Shir, that other thing is called erva, right? So let's bring it down to our case. So when we speak about an almana to a kohen gadol, right, is it that the lack of tvisas kiddushin there causes, oh, sorry, there's no mamzerus there, so that, let me take a step back. In general, right? Simen or Siba, do we say that a lack of Tisas Kiddushin in general will cause Mamzerus? Again, when I see that someone is not able to marry this person, halakhically, they aren't allowed to get married, that in and of itself causes Mamzerus. Never, if they do have B and they have a kid, that kid is a Mamzer. Or no, when I see that person A and person B, there's no Tisas Kiddushin there, all that means to tell me is a Simen. What's it a Simen of? It's a Simen that there's something else going on here. Right? In the end of the day, Tvias Kiddushin is not the main factor here. There's something else that's the main factor. What's the main factor here? It'd be Erva. The fact that these two people are Erva, right? They're not allowed to get married to each other. That is the thing that causes Mamzerus. So, what will be a Nafkamina between these two? Right? Where do we see this actually come to play? So, the Nafkamina which Tosos brings is the case of Eved or Akum who had Bia with an Israelis. So let's talk for a second about a Akum, a non-Jew who had Bia with the Israelis. So, if a non-Jew has Bia with the Israelis, the kid is Jewish, right? We follow the woman, and therefore the kid is Jewish. So the question is that kid a Mamzer or not? Is the kid a Mamzer or not? So the Gemara Yevamos has a whole Machlokas as to whether this kid is going to be a Mamzer. Where does the Machlokas come from? So, there's a Pasuk that says that you're not allowed to marry Eshes Av, you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. And the next Pasuk speaks about Mamzer. Next Pasuk speaks about Mamzer. So we see there's some sort of connection between Mamzer and Eshes Av. Now what might that connection be? So the Gemara Yomos has two opinions, and each one is going to say something different about as to whether when an Akum has Bia with Yisraelis, as to whether that son, that kid is going to be a Mamzer or not. So one side of the Gemara says that the kid is going to be a Mamzer, that when a Yisraelis has a Bia with an Akum, the kid is going to be a Mamzer. Why? Because the Gemara says as follows. Just like Eshes Av, there is no Kiddushin. Meaning, when you have Bia with your father's wife, there is no Tvisas Kiddushin. And step B, that causes a Mamzer. Right? So if you have Bia with your father's wife, that kid is going to be a Mamzer. So too, we extend that to every other case of no Tvisas Kiddushin. Right? You can already hear what side this is playing in the Kohei Tzaharos, right? Every other case of no Tvisas Kiddushin is going to cause a Mamzer, and therefore, another case of no Tvisas Kiddushin, when our case, when Yisraelis marries an Akum, there is no Tvisas Kiddushin. The kid's going to be Jewish, okay? Our question we're dealing with right now is he a Mamzer or not? But again, an Yisraelis with an Akum, Kiddushin is not Tosin. No, you can't marry a non-Jew. There's no Tvisas Kiddushin there. Good. That's step A. Step B, they have a son. Okay, that kid is Jewish, because the mother is Jewish. Now the question is that kid a Mamzer or not? So according to this sign, the Gemara, the kid of course is a Mamzer. Because we learn now from Eshes Av, that just like Eshes Av is a case where no tisas kiddushin, and it creates a mamzer. So to every single case of no tisas kiddushin, it's going to create a mamzer. And therefore, in our case, the kid would be a mamzer. That's the first side in the Gemara. The second side in the Gemara is as follows. You say, no, it's not a mamzer. Why? Because there's a difference between eishes av and the case of an akum. Because the eishes av, ein hachinami, you yourself, if you're the son, right, you can't marry your father's wife. But guess what? That woman can marry a lot of other people. So there is an exception, meaning she's not fully not allowed to marry anyone. She just can't marry you as the son. But she can marry other people. But in the case of Akum, Akum can't marry anyone. I mean, the Tfisas Kiddushin by an Akum, lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by an Akum is different than the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by an Eishes Av. Because the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by Eishes Av is very limited. Right? It's limited to certain people. As opposed to the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by an Akum applies to everyone. And therefore, you can't compare Eishes Av to an Akum. And therefore, just because Eishes Av is going to create a Mamzer doesn't tell me that having bia with an akum is going to create a mamzer, because they're not comparable. Right? The case of Eishes Av, there, she has a lack of tisas kiddushin, but it's only for certain people, as opposed to our case of akum, where that lack of tisas kiddushin applies everywhere, and therefore the cases aren't similar. And therefore, just because by Eishes Av that creates a mamzer doesn't mean that in every case, i.e. in our case of akum, it's going to create a mamzer. Therefore, that's the second side of the Gemara. That's how I would say, no, if a Akum has bia within Yisraelis, the kid would not be a mamzer. Are the two studim in the Gemara clear? Fine. So now, the Rashba, now again, this is all within the Koetz Arus' idea of Simen or Siba. Does the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin cause the mamzerus? It's a Siba, that's the thing that causes it? Or no, when I hear lack of Tfisas Kiddushin, that should remind me of something else. What does that remind me of? Oh, that something else must be causing that mamzerus, and that would be an Isra Erba. That's what we started with. Then we went to the Gemara in Yevamos, which discusses whether Yisraelis with Akum creates a mamzer or not. And now the Rashba, and this is quoted in the Koetz Arus, the Rashba comes on that Gemara, and he says that this machlokes in the Gemara, as to whether an Akum and a Yisraelis, if that creates a mamzer, is related to this question. It does the, and he says as follows, right? Do we say it's a Siba? That what? That lack of Tfisas Kiddushin always causes mamzerus. So therefore, it would make sense in our case of Akum and Yisraelis, yeah, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. In every single case, it causes a mamzer. So therefore, in our case of Akum and Yisraelis, it makes sense that there would be a mamzer. That's the first time in the Gemara. All about the second sheet in the Gemara, they say no, it's a kasher. And what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said because Eishes Av, the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin, not for everyone, it's only for specific people. But the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin by an Akum, that's for everyone. So you can't compare the cases. One's for everyone, one's not for everyone. What does it seem like from that side? What it shows from that side is that it's not that we have this general principle that every single case of lack of Tfisas Kiddushin causes a mamzer. It's not true. It's not true. It's specific cases. And what are those specific cases? The specific cases are Erva. And therefore, Eishes Av, which is an Erva, that's going to cause a mamzer. But the case of Akum, that's not an Erva. Right, the fact that you can't marry a non-Jew, it's not erva, right? And therefore, we would see that on that side in the Gemara, the reason why the kid would not be a mamzer, he'd be a kasher, is because it's just a simen. The idea of lack of tisas kiddushin causing mamzer is not a siba. It's not that's the reason. If that was the reason, then yeah, when you marry an akum, that would make the kid a mamzer. But if all it is just a simen, that oh, lack of tisas kiddushin must be something else is causing it. What else is causing it? It's an erva. Therefore, let's try to apply it to our case. Is Akum and Yisraelis an erva? No. Therefore, the kid would be a kasher. So that's how we get to this idea of Simen or Siba. The Koetz Arus quotes from this Rashba comments on the Gemara in Yevamos. And again, that relates back to our Gemara. Tosos on Chavtes Mabeis says that Haba Hatalia, that Mamzer and lack of Tisas Kiddushin are connected, and we want to know what type of connection that is. Is that a Simen? Is that a Siba? And then that was how the Koetz Arus explains. There's Mechokas and Yevamos on Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph as to what creates a mamzer. Okay? There are three shitos. We have Rabbi Akiva, who says She'er Basar. Okay? Certain Chayav Lavin, who are what we call Isser Kurva, right? You can't marry some people who are very close to you, related to you. Those are the people that, if you have bia with them, creates a mamzer. Shimon HaTimani says any Isseri Karis. Any person who, if you'd have bia with them, you get karis, that's what would create a mamzer. And Rabbi Yeshua, and we paskin like Shimon HaTimani, and Rabbi Yeshua is the third sheet on that Mishnah, and he says all about Misas Beis Din. Very, very, very serious. If by you having bia with someone, you get Misa's based in, that would create a mamzer, but nobody else. Okay. So up to this point, what we have been saying makes a lot of sense for Shimon HaTeimani. Now why? Again, Shimon HaTeimani in the Mishnah and Yevamos and Memtes says that what creates a mamzer, isure kares, if I have bia with someone and that creates an iser kares, that kid is going to be a mamzer. Now, what we've set up to this point makes sense according to Shimon HaTeimani. Why? Because again, the two tzadim we've been saying are as follows. Does the lack of tzitzis kedushin itself cause the mamzerus? That's side A. Or side B is that, no. Lack of tzitzis kedushin is just a simin that something else is going on here. What else would be going on here? Erva. Isser erva. Which is isser karis. Right? The isser erva are all isser karis. And therefore, maybe it's isser karis that's causing the mamzerus. So therefore, that only works within Shimon HaTeimani, because Shimon HaTeimani is the only shita out of those three, the middle shita, who holds that what creates a mamzer, iser erva, iser karis, and that is iser erva. So therefore, only according to Shimon HaTeimani, what we've set up to this point makes a lot of sense. Because again, you can ask according to him, a tooth sudden, is it lack of Jesus' condition that causes mamzeris, or maybe it's something else? What could that something else be? Well, according to Shimon HaTeimani, who says that iser karis causes mamzeris, therefore, according to Shimon HaTeimani, you can ask, oh, Shimon HaTeimani, is it that the lack of Tisa's Kedushin causes the Mamzeris? Or maybe, according to you, it's the Isser Karis, it's the Erva that causes the Mamzeris. So this question only makes sense according to Shimon HaTeimani. Why? Let's try to plug that question in for Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Rabbi Akiva holds that what creates a Mamzer? She'er Basar. Okay? Which are included in Chai Ve'lavin. So if you go through the two tzadim of the question, it doesn't make sense. Right? According to the first tzad, it makes sense. Right, do we say that lack of Tisa's Kiddushin causes Mamzerus? Okay, that can make sense according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, maybe lack of Tisa's Kiddushin causes Mamzerus. But now let's go to the second side. Right? Or is lack of Tisa's Kiddushin assuming that something else is going on? What's that something else? Erva. That Erva causes Mamzerus. But guess what? According to Rabbi Akiva, Mamzerus, Isser Karis, Isser Erva doesn't cause Mamzeris. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't ask this question. This question doesn't make sense to him. The first side does make sense in this Chakira. The idea of lack of Tisa's Kedushin causing Mamzeris, that can make sense according to Rabbi Akiva. He would agree to that. But how could he agree to the idea that something else is going on? And what is that something else? That something else would be Erva, which is Isurei Karis, causes Mamzeris. According to Rabbi Akiva, Isurei Karis does not cause Mamzeris. According to Shimon HaTeimani, it makes a lot of sense. Because he says straight on the Mishnah that Isurei Karis, Isurei Erva cause Mamzeris. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't make any sense. Because according to him, Isurei Karis, Isurei Erva don't cause Mamzeris. So how can you have that second tzad according to Rabbi Akiva? Does that question make sense? Okay. So, if I was to ask you then, according to Rabbi Akiva, which tzad of that chakir would he hold? It's obvious that he'd hold the first one. That lack of Tisa's Kedushin that causes the Mamzeris. Because again, he doesn't hold that Erva would cause Mamzeris. Only the first tzad. Ray pointed out, though, that if you look, take a look in the Gemara, it's not true. If you take a look at the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, it seems there's actually a machlokas within Rabbi Akiva as to what he holds. Even though the Mishnah says straight out that Rabbi Akiva says that Isurei Lavin, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah that She'er Basar, Isser Kurva, right, women who are or related to you, those are the people that if you have bia with them, you're going to create a mamzer. That's what the Mishnah says, right? But the Gemara goes on to say that some argue with that. And really, it's just Rabbi Akiva himself. There are two shitos within Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Does Rabbi Akiva really hold like the Mishnah that really it's Isurei Kurva that cause a mamzer? Or others say that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's much more general. That when he said Isur Sher Basar, he didn't just mean Sher Basar, he meant all Chiyuv Lavin. That any time you have Bia with a Chiyuv Lavin, you have a kid, that kid is going to be a mamzer. That's the Machlokas within Rabbi Akiva. Again, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Does Rabbi Akiva hold? What causes mamzeris according to Rabbi Akiva? Is it Isurei Lavin? Anytime you have bia with someone who is an Isur Lav, you're going to create a mamzer. Or, if you read the Mishnah carefully, it's really something more specific. It's really, Isurei Lavin could, you know, encompass a lot of different things. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's something more specific. It's just the Isurei Kurva. It's just the She'er Basar. That's the things that cause a mamzer. So even within Rabbi Akiva, right, we could say that he holds on the second side of the Chakira. Let's explain. The first side of the Chakira is that what? That all lack of Tisa's Kedushin cause Mamzeris. That makes sense. We already said Rabbi Akiva can, of course, agree to that. We said, but according to the second side, how could that work for Rabbi Akiva? The second side of the Gemara, the second side of the Chakir is that it's a simen. That lack of Tisha's Kedushin is just a simen that something else is going on. What is that something else? That something else is Isser Erva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no, right, Isser Erva doesn't cause Mamzeris. It's Isser Elavin, or it's a Sherbasa that caused it. No. If you hold the side within Rabbi Akiva, that, one second. If you hold within the side of Rabbi Akiva, that, it's Sherbasar, like the Mishnah says. Sherbasar that causes Mamzerus, so then we could say that he's within that second side of our Hakira. Why? Because again, the idea is lack of Tisha's Kedushin is a simen that something else is going on. What's that something else? That something else is Isser Erva. And Rebbe wanted to say that Isser Erva is similar to Isser Korva. That's a much more limited Isser. It's not we're saying Rebbe Kiva holds all Chayuvei Lavin, because then you're right. Then he wouldn't fit into that second side of the Hakira, because all Chayuvei Lavin does not equal Isser Erva causing Mamzeres. But if you hold, Rabbi Kiva says, and this is again in the Gemara and Yevamos and Daf Tzadi Beis, that within Rabbi Kiva, he holds that it's all about She'er Basar, that's more specific, Lav, and those things are Isser Kerva, because it's similar, right? She'er Basar are people who are close to you. Isser Erva also, those Isser Erva are also people who are related to you who you're not allowed to marry. So if you hold within Rabbi Kiva that it's all about Isser She'er Basar, then you could say that he may even hold that second side of the Chakira. Because it might be that when we say lack of Tisha's Kedushin, that's not the real thing that's going on here. It's assuming that something else is going on. What's going on? So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Isser Erva. What does Isser Erva mean for Rabbi Kiva? What it means is Isser She'er Basar, people who are close to you that you're not allowed to marry. It's similar to Erva, yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that something else, right?
Yeah.
That was Isser Erva.
Yeah.
Isn't that only
pointing to
the
Rashba?
Rashba's making that assumption, not that that's what it, that's... Well, what? You could say, you were saying that, what's it called? That only the Shita of Shimon Tefani fits into the Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's because his Shita is the only one that fits between the two Tzadim.
Right.
Shimon and Tzibah.
Right.
But how do you know that Simon that it's, what's it called? That it's going on Isser Erva, yeah, as one and seven? Then, yeah, fine. The Gemara fits more to Shimon Kimani. But if you want to say that there's a different assumption that it's not Isser Erva, it's something else. What is, I don't know. But if there's something else, then maybe the Gemara can't fit according to the other ones.
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Good. Yeah.
Do women who have an Isser Sher Basar, do they not also have an Isser of Erva? Like, what's the practical difference in terms of women who fall under the Isser Sher Basar, they don't also have Erva? Or like,
I'm not sure the specific definitions of...
Because Rabbi gave examples for Sher Basar.
Yeah.
He said, like, Master Gushasa or Chavutasa, like,
yeah,
are not Isser Erva, or like...
I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine. As we mentioned, and we'll finish with this shir, as we mentioned, there's a Maholis and Yivamos, a Memtes in that Mishnah, as to what creates a Mamzer. The three Shitos are Rabbi Kiva, as we said, Sher Basar, Shimon HaTimani, Kares, and now let's speak of the third Shita for a second, Rabbi Yeshua. He says that what creates a Mamzer, Misas Beistin. So, let's try to fit him into this little Hakir, right? How does Rabbi Yeshua fit in? So, he could fit into the first side, that, oh, according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's going to create a Mamzer? He himself says Misas Beistin, and therefore lack of Tfisas Kiddushin itself. And when I see lack of Tisha's Kedushin, that in and of itself would cause a Mamzer. But what about the second side, right? That it's not lack of Tisha's Kedushin, it's just a simen that something else is going on. And we had suggested within the Rashba that the other thing is Erva. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not Erva that causes Mamzer. Rather, it's Misa's Beistin. So what's going on here? So we said that according to Yeshua, it can't be that there is a strict connection between lack of Tisha's Kedushin and Mamzeris, because according to him, it's just not true. So according to Yeshua, and this is what we hold, according to Yeshua, what's going on here? How do we create Mamzeris? So Rebbe said it's based on something else, and that something else is called Chumras HaIsser. Now I guess Misa's Beistin is much more Chumr than the other things that are going on here. It's much more Chumr than Karis, much more Chumr than Isurei Lavin, and therefore, because it's so chamer, that's the thing that's causing the Mamzeris here, right? It can't be that there's lack of Tisha's Kedushin. I think I misspoke, right? Yeshua can't fit into either side. He can't fit into lack of Tisha's Kedushin causing Mamzeris either. Rather, Yeshua must only hold that it's based on something else. What is that something else? That something else is the Chumras Isser. The fact that Misa's Basin is so chamer, that's the thing that's going to cause mamzeres in our case. So again, we just want to, Rabbi just wanted to show how these three shittos would fit into this chakira of the kovei tzaros. Okay, let's go on to the next shir. Okay, so the Gemara says the following. The Gemara goes on a little bit, and on Daf Lamed, the Gemara asks, I don't want to read the whole Gemara inside, but basically the Gemara wants to bring another nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, and the Gemara says, right? The difference between Rabbi Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya is a bu'ula to a kohen gadol. Fine. So there's going to be a major machlokas as to what is this case. What's the case of bu'ula to kohen gadol? Because if the girl's a bu'ula, just a separate, not really a side question, this is a major question. She's a bu'ula, so we already learned that only a basula gets a knas. So how in the world could you say that a ba'ula is going to get a knas here if you say only basulos get knasos? So she's a ba'ula. You're telling me that the difference between Rabbi Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon HaNasi is ba'ula kohen gadol. That one will say you get a knas, one will say you don't get a knas. How could anyone say you get a knas? She's a ba'ula. According to Lesbia with a ba'ula, there's no knas because of a different din. The din is that only a basula gets a knas, not a ba'ula. So how in the world could we say, what's the case? A ba'ula kohen gadol gets a knas. Ba'ulas don't get knas. Fine. So Machlokes in Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Here we go. Rashi says that the case is that shaloka darka me'acher, that she had bia with someone else, shaloka darka, and therefore, how does that solve our problem? Well, there still is an isser for the Kohen Gadol to marry her, because she's not a basula officially for a Kohen Gadol to marry her. So there's an isser there, isser bia there. However, l'inyani knas, she's still a basula. She's still a basula in yani knas, and therefore we have our case. Our case is perfect. Because we have a case where it's usser for the Kohen to marry her. It's usser l'kayim, meaning there is still havaya. Therefore, according to Shimon HaTimani, since there is havaya, she would have to get a knas. Oh, you'd ask me, but if she's a ba'ula, how in the world could she get a knas? Only basulas get a knas. No, only a ba'ula kedarka is someone who doesn't get a knas, but a ba'ula shalol kedarka is someone who still would receive a knas. And therefore, this case is perfect according to Rashi. Right? She's not a basula for the kohen gadol, therefore we have an isser for them to get married, even though it's havaya, but there's no kiyum. There's the nafkamina between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, but she's still considered a basula for knas, therefore knas could still take effect in this case. Fine. That's Rashi. Then we have Rabbeinu Chananel. And this is quoted in Tosos. And Rabbi Chananel says as follows. He says, the case is, not that she's a ba'ula from somewhere else, but that this, in this case, right, 10 seconds ago she wasn't a ba'ula, but the Kohen Gadol himself was ma'anis this girl, that he himself raped this girl, and therefore, since we say after he was ma'anis her, he's not allowed to marry her in the future, right? He's not allowed to marry this girl who he just raped. Therefore, let's go back to Shimon HaTimani and Rav Shimon Minasa would say, since in the future you're not allowed to marry her, ain roi l'kaima, therefore there's going to be no knas. Shimon Timani would say, no, since there is havaya, ain achinami, you can't marry her in the future. But since there is a tefillas kiddushin here, therefore Shimon Timani would say that there is a knas. But again, that's Rabbi Chananel's case, the case of the Kohen Gadol himself was ma'anis the girl. And therefore, since he can't marry her in the future, Rabbi Shimon Minasa would say no knas. And Shimon Timani, since there's havaya, there would still be a knas here. Okay, Tosos is a short question. Tosos asks, so the Gemara does say, though, that with this girl that he's ma'anis, im nasa nasoi, that if in the end of the day they do get married, they're married. So that kind of messes this up, because according to Rav Shimon ben Nasya, he holds that it has to be roi l'kaima. But guess what? If you married her, you're still allowed to stay married. So it is roi l'kaima, right? So according to Rav Shimon ben Nasya, you'd also say there's a knas here. So then this would not be a case that's different between Shimon HaTimani and Rav Shimon ben Nasya. Both would say you have a knas, because if nasa nasa, if you marry her, in the end of the day, she's going to stay married to you. So Tosos says no, and we're not going to go into this right now, but he says no, l'chachila, you're not allowed to marry her. And therefore, even though, bidi eved, if you'd marry her, you'd stay married, but since l'chachila ain roi l'kaima, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya would say that since l'chachila ain roi l'kaima, therefore that negates the knas here. Yeah.
According to Rashi,
yeah. I mean, what's the difference?
What's my focus? If Rashi says that she had to deal with somebody else,
yeah.
And therefore the Kohen Gadol can't marry her.
Well, because the same meaning, Rabbi Shimon HaNasi would say there's no in Roi L'Kaima, and there is Tzitzas Kiddushin though. Yeah, there's Tzitzas Kiddushin. So okay. Shimon HaTimani would say that there would be a Kanat. Fine. So there is some stuff to talk about here. I want to talk about one specific thing. And this is like the main thing that Rabbi spoke about, is why doesn't Rashi hold like Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel makes a lot of sense. The case is the Kohen Gadol was ma'anis her, And since in the future she can't marry her, so according to Rabbi Shimon Asi, there would be no Knas. But according to Shimon Timani, since, even though you can't marry her in the future, but since there is Tfizas Kiddushin, so therefore he would hold, there's a Knas. Why doesn't Rashi hold like that? Why does Rashi say, Shloka Darka Me'acher? So he brought three Pshatim, I want to focus on the third Pshat. The third Pshat we brought is as follows. He says that the idea of Ein Roy L'Kaima, right, this idea that in the future not going to be able to marry her, or Ein Roy L'Kaima, is that a practical thing? It's not practically that Ein Roy L'Kaima, in the future you're not going to be able to marry this woman. Right? That's what it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is saying. That this Kohen, Gadol, is not allowed to marry her in the future. Right? He was Ma'anis, or can't marry her in the future. And that's why our case would make sense, because since he can't marry her in the future, Rabbi Shimon Asa would say, Ein Roy L'Kaima, right? In the future, you can't marry her. Practically, are you able to marry her? No. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Asa would say, no Knas, as opposed to Shimon Timani, who would say, I don't care about Ein Roy L'Kaima. All I care about is Yesh Ba'avaya. Is there Avaya? Yes, there is. Therefore, Shimon Timani would say, yes, Knas. Right? Actually, that's not how you're supposed to look at it. Don't look at it practically as to Ein Roy L'Kaima, can I marry her in the future? No, that's not what matters. What is the critical moment? The critical moment is Shas Bia, Shas Ones. That's when we focus on. We focus on Shas Ones. And therefore, since that Shas Bia, this Kohen was allowed to marry this girl before he raped this girl, he was allowed to marry her. Therefore, according to Rashi, he would say that this is a case, there's no problem here. He was allowed to marry her. Right? He's allowed to marry her. That's why Rashi is saying, no, the case is something else. Where at the time when they had Bia, he wasn't allowed to. Why wasn't he allowed to? Because she wasn't a Basula. Why wasn't she a Basula? Because it was Shloka Darka Me'acher. So Rashi has to say that the case is a bad case. I mean, a case where he's not allowed to marry her. Shloka Darka Me'acher. Because all I care about is the Shas Bia, Shas Ones. What's the status of this girl at Shas Bia? So according to Rashi's case, it's great. Well, it's not great, but right, she's not allowed to marry this Kohen Gadol at Shas Bia because she was Niveles Shloka Darka Me'acher. As opposed to Rabbi Chananel says, no, at Shas Bia, right, before the Ones, right, they were allowed to get married to each other. It was totally fine. Therefore, according to Rashi, in that case, right, that wouldn't be a good case for our scenario. But according to Rabbi Chananel, he says, no, it's all practical. Practically, can they get married in the future? No. Since they can get married in the future, in Roy L'Kaima, that is what's going to be the important time. As opposed to Rashi, he says, no, it's not practical. The critical moment is right now. Shas Bia. Are they allowed to get married or not? So according to Rabbi Yochanan's case, they are allowed to get married now. Therefore, Rashi cannot like Rabbi Yochanan's case. He has to like his own case, which is the case of that right now they're not allowed to get married. What's that case? Shloka Darka Me'acher. Now, what's this idea of critical moments? Now, so we call this Shittu Mikubatzes and asks the following question according to Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, who says the case is Nivelas Shloka Darka Me'acher, so wait a second. So she already had Bia with someone else, and now the Kohen Gadol is having Bia with this girl. Doesn't she become a Chalala when they have Bia that second, well, when she had Bia that second time? I mean, when the Kohen Gadol has Bia with this girl, doesn't she become a Chalala? Right? If she becomes a Chalala, now there's an Isser Lav here, and we know that Isser Lav, according to this, there's no Tzvias of Kedushin are not Tosin. So, according to this, Rashi, your case is a terrible case, because according to you, she becomes a Chalala with this Bia, now there's an Isser Lav, and if there's an Isser Lav, there's no Kiddushin Tosin. So even Shimon Timani would say in this case that there's no Knas, because again, in this case, there's no, if there would be an Isser Lav here, which would lead to in Kiddushin Tosin, so even Shimon Timani would say there's no Knas here. So Rashi, how could you say your case is Nivelas Shloka Darka Me'acher? That second time she has Bia with the Kohen Gadol, well, it's the first with this Kohen Gadol, but with this Kohen Gadol, that makes her a Chalala. And now, there's Isser Lav here, and now, in Kiddushin Tosin, and now, Shimon Timani would say, no Knas. Now back to square one. There's no difference now in this case between Shimon Timani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya. So now, Shibetza says, and this is the Yisod we just brought out, that no, since at Shas Bia she was Ruya. Ruya what? Just Ruya. Lahavaya. I mean, we know that she wasn't allowed to be married in the future forever. This girl who's Nithel Shloka Darka, she was Yesh Bahavaya. There was a Vaya with this girl at Shas Bia. You're right. When I take a look 10 minutes later after the Bia, yeah, now she's a Chalala, and now there's an Isser Lav, and now there's no Kiddushin Tosin. But if you know, go back, rewind the camera a little bit. So before the Bia, she was Ruya, not Lakaima. She was Ruya Lahavaya, and therefore she's Ruya Lahavaya. That helps who? That helps Shimon Timani. Therefore, since you look at Shas Bia, Shas Ones, At that second, before the bia, she was ruya lahavaya, and therefore, according to Shema Tamani, there would be a kanas. According to Rav Shimon Menasseh, there would not be a kanas. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochananel, and all you care about was the future, and you look to the end, then yeah, we'd have a problem, a major problem, because you're right, at the end, she was not ruya lekaima, and that would be an issue. And we connected this back, and we'll finish with this. We're not going to review the third shear, because I think we just really started it the other day, so maybe Noah will take it. Isn't next Sunday we'll share, I'm not sure. One second. So we connect this back to Jonas Elim, that we saw, how do you pronounce it?
Elim.
Jonas Elim, neither of those two. Okay. Jonas Elim that we saw the other week. And the question is, what does, when the Torah says, not the Gemara, the Torah says, Osiela Isha, right, that the woman is going to be to him, what does that require? What does that mean? So, as we said back then, is that definitional? Is that definitional? Or is it practical? Is it definitional, meaning there are specific women that you're going to give a kanas to, Basul of Loba'ula, Naira of Loba'ugara, specific women? Or is it practical? Any woman that you're going to give a kanas to must be a woman below Siela Isha. Must be a woman, below with a Vav, a woman that you're able to marry. Okay, is it practical, below Siela Isha? All women that you're going to give a kanas to, you must be able to marry them. Or is it definitional? There are specific women, again, Basul of Loba'ula, Naira v'lo bogaris. Has that connect here? So we could fit this into this machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rashi, he would hold that v'lo siel isha is really definitional. Definitional meaning what? There are specific women that you give a kanas to. Only specific women. And what does that mean? Well, it means like this. You look at Shas Bia. At Shas Bia, this specific woman, is she a basula? Is she a naira? What type of woman is her? Is she at the Shas Bia? That's Rashi. Rashi is all we care about is definitional. Let's define this woman at that moment. What is she? Does she receive a kanas or does she not receive a kanas? But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's all practical, right? The question is, in the end of the day, in the future, in a little bit, is she able to marry the Kohen? That's what we care about. It's very practical. The pasuk says, "Velo siel isha." Can they get married? That question is in the future. Can they get married? So you know what? I don't care about Shas Bia, because at Shas Bia, we don't really know. After Shas Bia, now we can say, what happened to this girl? Who is she? Now let's define her. But not at the moment of Shas Bia, because at Shas Bia, according to Rashi, that's the emphasis. According to Rashi, the emphasis is Shas Bia. Let's look at this woman definitionally. But according to Ben Chanan, it's all practical. Practically. 10 minutes later. Can I marry her? I don't know. So that's the difference between Rashi and Ben Chanan. Rashi is very definitional. Shas Bia, what's going on right now? As opposed to Ben Chanan, it's very practical. In the future, can she marry the coin or not, can she not marry the coin? Okay, just to finish off, the Rashba says that this we can ask a question against Rabbeinu Chananel. And the question is like this. Even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, but we just said there's a question according to Rashi. According to Rashi, this woman should be a chalala. She had bia. Shaloki darka me'acher. Now she has bia again with a Kohen Gadol. That should create a chalala. That should create a Isra'la. That should create no Tzidat Kiddushin. And that should be no difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rishima Menasseh. But the Rashba says, this question can even be asked according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Why? Because within the act of Bia, there are two stages, and if since within the act there are two stages, maybe we could say the following. That stage one, that's one thing, at stage two she becomes a Chalala, we could say the same thing. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, since she's a Chalala, that should create an Isra'la, that should create a lack of Tisa's Kedushin, and that should create this woman being, having no Knas, and therefore there'd be no difference between Shimon HaTimani and Rishon Menasseh. Why, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, would this work? According to him, in his case, even though it's one case, it means this Kohen, be ma'anis, this girl. But within the act itself, there are two parts. Therefore, after part one, she should be considered a ba'ula. And therefore, after part two, that second part should make her a chalala. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, what are you talking about? You just gave me the same bad case like Rashi. So, the answer that he gives is that we just don't split up bia. And within the same bia, you're right, in Achanah, there are two parts. We're different halachos. But within this bia, for this halacha, we don't split up the bia. Fine. And the Kohen Shurim says that, what does that really mean? He says like this. When we say, the Gemara says, Ha'ara Kibia. Right? The first part of Bia is like Bia. What does that mean? Does that mean that Ha'ara Kibia, that Ha'ara itself is its own Bia? Or no. Ha'ara Kibia just means that it in and of itself is like a Gemara Bia. Right? Since you're going to finish, so that Ha'ara already is like a Gemara Bia. So according to the Kohen Shurim, what the Gemara is telling us, or the Rashba is telling us, is that it's like that second side. That since Ha'ara is like a Gemar Bia, so therefore you're not going to have two Gemar Bios in one Bia. That's what it means, you can't split up Bia into two. Because Ha'ara itself, that first part, is really a Gemar Bia, so you're going to have Gemar Bia 1, Gemar Bia 2, no, you can only have one Gemar Bia. And therefore, according to the Rashba, that's what it means. You can't break up Bia, because if Harar Kabia means it's like a Gemar Bia, so therefore, you can't have two Gemar Bias in one Bia. Therefore, it's just one thing, and therefore, you don't split up this thing. Let's finish it up with 1 minute. That's the Rashba. The Ritz, on the other hand, gives a different answer to that question. He says as follows. He says, they write, in Achinam, we have this idea called Ha'ara Kabia, right? And again, just the Ha'ara Kabia would be a problem here, because if Ha'ara Kabia, Ha'ara is the first part, and therefore we want to say, well, if you have two parts, then you should split it up. Ritz says as follows. Ha'ara Kabia is a Bia when all you do is Ha'ara. But if you do the full Bia, therefore Ha'ara is not Kabia. Why? And he says the following lashon. He says, because daito al gemar bia, meaning ha'ara kabia is only a bia when it's on its own. But when you have ha'ara and you finish the act, so then we would say that what? When you're doing ha'ara, it's daito al gemar bia. Now what does that mean? Daito al gemar bia, your das is on the gemar bia. When the world does das play a role in bia? Like, what does that have to do here? So he says, we have this idea called achshavei, that when you have just ha'ara, so your mind, achshava, you make this important. You make this chashuv. Right? This ha'ara, even though it's a bia gerua, it's a bad bia, but you have achshava, you make this something important. But when you don't just have ha'ara, but you have the entire thing, you have the full act, then achshava doesn't play a role, because all you care about is the gemar bia. All you care about is the gemar bia, and therefore, achshava doesn't play a role, because you're not making the ha'ara important, because you're going to finish the act. Therefore, the whole thing is really important, not just the beginning. So that's just the second answer to answer this question of, according to Rabbi Hananel, who says just one act, well, guess what? When you split up the acts, doesn't the Gemara say Ha'ara Kabia? No, he says no. The Gemara only says Ha'ara Kabia when you're only doing the Ha'ara. Because why? Akshavah. You make it important. But when you finish the act, so Daitel Gemara Bia, the Ha'ara itself is not important. All you care about is really the end. And that's it. Okay, fine. So again, the third shir we won't review right now, but we only really started the other day, so we'll review it the next time. All right, shkach.